Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, December the 13th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. Now, this is what I like to call Fruitcake Toss Eve. We have finally reached Fruitcake Toss Eve after weeks and weeks and weeks of getting here. We are on the eve of Fruitcake Toss Day, which will happen tomorrow at 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. It is going to be the event of the season. Now, remember tonight to sit out your fruitcake and your hot chocolate for Santa Claus, because it is Fruitcake Eve. Now, before we get into it this morning, many topics to discuss. There is something that I did want to clear up from yesterday's program, because I did receive an email yesterday from Mayor-elect Bill Collins, and I just wanted to make something clear if we misrepresented anything on the program yesterday. The point that we want to make clear is that Bill has said that he has had discussions with Miranda McGinnis about her interest in the transportation director position, and she was told that when it is in his power to do so, she would be appointed to that position after January 1st, 2024, when he has the authority to do so. She will not be appointed to that position until that time. Now, I don't do this show with a script in front of me, so I don't remember saying otherwise yesterday. Now, if I did, or misrepresented how that all was going to happen, I apologize, but I think what I was referring to yesterday was the article on Crawford County Now, in which Miranda had been quoted as saying, and here's the line, McGinnis told Crawford County Now that she has accepted the position of Director of Transit for the city of Marion, a role she will begin in the new year after she leaves the auditor's office. So, if there was any confusion on that issue, we want to clear that issue right up right now, that Bill has said she will be appointed to that position, but he will not be able to do that until after the first of the year, until he has the authority to do that. And obviously, I think she would not take that position until she was done at the auditor's office, which it looks like it's going to be January the 5th. So that's where that all comes down right now. And I did have some email conversations yesterday with Bill, and we might be hearing from Bill this morning. And I hope we do, because as I was conveying to Bill in the email conversations that we were having, is that I think sometimes when we don't hear from people, for whatever reason, people are busy, it does happen, that people are left to speculate about what's happening, especially when you interview other people. We had Mayor Schertzer on yesterday. He gave his thoughts first person, and I think other people give their thoughts first person. So when you hear first person from one of the people that is involved in the particular situation, I think it just makes it a little easier, because then we can take all the pieces and go, okay, that's what happened, and this is why it's happening, and we go from here. So I hope we hear from Bill this morning. I know he had a busy morning, and I hope we do hear from him. And if we do, that would be great. So let's hope that that happens. All right. What else do we have to talk about here this morning? Well, of course, we have to talk about the fruitcake toss. The fruitcake toss is coming up tomorrow night, 7 p.m., it will be the event of the season, as I say. Let's run down this list one more time. We have Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apfelfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff, Tracy Lee, Pastor Whitaker, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Jack Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily. Hold on, we're getting a call here. We might barrel back to this. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott?
Yes.
How'd that boat go for those pay raises?
Oh, well, what happened? It turned into a very interesting meeting. Did you get to listen to any of the show yesterday?
No.
Well, here's what happened. The pay raise vote went to a second reading. So at this point, it has to go to a third reading and be voted on. Now, there's a meeting next Tuesday, but we're not sure yet. You know what? A matter of fact, an agenda, I do believe, was sent out yesterday. I'll check that to see if it's even on the agenda for next Tuesday. But the vote for the final pay raises did not happen. And I think one of the reasons that it kind of got overshadowed yesterday, or Monday, I should say, was when I showed up on Monday, we found out that Miranda McGinnis had announced her resignation from office. And she said that will take place January 5th of 2024. Now, this got a little confusing for a lot of people because during the meeting, Ayers Ratliff, the Democratic Second Ward councilman, said, how can she wait till January the 5th? If she's turned in a resignation, she needs to leave now. Well, Mayor-elect Bill Collins, who was there, stood up during the meeting and said, you guys have just been handed this on a silver platter. This is what you've wanted. Why don't you just wait till January 5th and let her resign? And then Ayers shot back and accused Mayor-elect Collins of offering her a job in the transit department as the director of transit. And in the meeting, I believe what happened, you know, trying to remember from memory, he said that did not happen, and then that conversation was kind of broken up. And I believe Mayor Schertzer remembers it this way as well, because I did an interview with Mayor Schertzer yesterday in which we talked about this. And then Bill Collins emailed me yesterday, and we had a whole conversation about, yes, he has offered her the position, but he cannot appoint her until after the first of the year. So that's how that's going to go down. And apparently we also learned that the city of Marion has a cash flow problem that we did not know about until Monday night. Well, and also that if some IRS fines were not paid by today, that the IRS was going to take some action against the city of Marion. And I believe they did vote to pay those fines. So it was a very animated meeting on Monday night. Now, Mayor Schertzer felt at this point that he doesn't even know if the third reading or the vote will happen on the pay raises before the end of the year. And if they're not voted on by the end of the year, they won't take effect. So this is where we are at this point.
Nothing happened concrete on that, and we're losing another auditor, and hopefully Marion can find an auditor one of these days, and people remember this. If he does a good job, keep him in there.
Well, the interesting thing is that because she will resign in her new term, and because she ran as an independent, Bill Collins will get to appoint her successor. It will not be the Republican Party. Bill Collins will appoint her successor.
Oh.
So that's where it is. So what do you make of the whole situation? Do you think it was a good or bad idea for her to resign? We've been talking about it now since October, I think.
Well, I guess if she's still having problems, you know, with the job, and she seems overwhelmed with it, and, you know, resign, just keep them from dogging her. I mean, I think they should have hired an expert to come in there with her and go through that office, you know, even for a period of 6 months, a year or something. But get it straightened out, get her to where she knows what she's doing. I mean, it don't matter to me if she stays, she's not. I don't care if she's a Republican, independent, or what. But, you know, I'm more concerned about the city, you know, not the title.
Well, at this point, she'll be headed to Marion Area Transit, we believe, after she resigns. So, we'll see how that all turns out. I'm not sure who Bill's going to appoint. I don't know if he has an idea of who he's going to appoint. As I said, I hope he does call in this morning. We did talk about that yesterday. And I hope it happens, because it'd be interesting to get total clarification on some of these issues and how this all happened, because Bill will be assuming office now in about 18 days.
Well, I hope it happens, and hopefully Miranda can, you know, if the new person needs any advice, they can touch base. I mean, there's people in, you know, the Schertz administration, I don't know if they're all staying or are they all leaving, but, you know, people up there can possibly give her some advice. I just hope we get that office figured out, and it'd be nice if the city get an award for the best auditor in the state.
Well, it's interesting, because I think a lot of people are scratching their heads. And somebody did say during the meeting, and I believe it came from the audience. Well, to be honest, I'm not even going to say. I'm not sure if it was a council member or a member of the audience. But somebody did say, this is the party that has given us two auditors now that have had to resign. So, there you go.
Well, I'll be listening. I didn't get to listen Monday or Tuesday.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for being out there.
Yeah, say Scott.
All right, and that's how that story shook out. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 740-751-4038. If you have any questions or comments on anything, we would love to hear from you. Now, fruitcake toss tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We do have, again, the list is lengthy, but we're happy that it's here. Where did I leave off on this list? Mayor Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed Pickett, last year's winner, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, a member of the fire department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy, Lois Fisher, Nick Fisher, Miranda McGinnis, James Anderson, Abby, Mike McGinnis, Becky Morgan, Fred Malone, Sean, Lieutenant Brown, Bob Smith, and a name was added yesterday. Possibly Weasel Boy will be there. So this is where we are. I think we're right at 50 at this particular point. Now remember, the winner of the fruitcake toss will get a plaque and will get 4 passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights. We will have Buckeyes there tomorrow night. We're going to call them Chestnuts because it is the holiday season. But they are Buckeyes. And Mayor Jack Kellogg will be getting his Upper Crust Society Award, his plaque. That will also be taking place tomorrow night. Now, here's two things, two new ripples in the fruitcake toss dynasty. What would you say? The fruitcake toss story as it goes along this year. Now, in the beginning, I said we'll have hot chocolate, and then that kind of got voted down very quickly because the person who I was offering to do that, volunteering to do that, said they, you know, possibly were not going to do that. Now, this past week, the hot chocolate came back up on the table, and I don't think I've mentioned this yet, because yesterday we were kind of busy talking about other things. So apparently the hot chocolate is back on the table at this particular point. Now, I cannot guarantee that there's going to be hot chocolate there, but I do know that there is somebody working on the idea that we might have hot chocolate there tomorrow night for the fruitcake toss. Now, here's a whole nother ripple, because I said we would also have singing at the fruitcake toss from our elves, Matt and Carrington. Now, I have also learned, as of last night, we may... Now, I don't know if I can call it a band. I don't know if it's necessarily a band. I guess it is, but it's very nice Christmas music. What do you call a symphony? A symphony kind of a band that might be playing music during the fruitcake toss. Now, again, I cannot confirm this. So maybe this is where our free will donation will go on fruitcake night. I just learned about this late last night. There might be a band there that will be performing Christmas songs. And I believe they'll be jazzy Christmas songs, as I understand it. So this whole fruitcake event is not only an event anymore, it's a happening. So I don't know. We might have to take up a free will donation for the band if they show up tomorrow night for the fruitcake toss. All I know is there is no other place I would rather be tomorrow night than at the fruitcake toss. What an event it is shaping up to be. And we'll also have a plaque for the WGH personality who throws the fruitcake the farthest. So you got that going on as well. There is so much going on tomorrow night. It is unbelievable. All right. Does anybody have any thoughts on the big fruitcake toss tomorrow? It is an unbelievable situation, to be sure, the event of the holiday season. 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. The event of the holiday season, as they say, all happens tomorrow. It all comes to a head tomorrow, right here on WGH Talk. And by the way, Chip, if you're out there listening, make sure you get in touch with Sarah to work out a time so she can pick you up for that event. I know you have her phone number. So get in touch with her so you can get picked up at the correct time. You do not want to miss this fruitcake toss for love nor money, as they say. What an event it's going to be. Okay. Also, do want to mention the Christmas party at the station will be taking place on Tuesday, December the 19th. Now, we do air that event that night, 7 to 9 p.m. It's always a lot of fun. All of the WGH radio personalities are there, as well as other people from station past and present. And that's a lot of fun, to invite people back and get together and sing and reminisce and just have a good time during the holiday season. And I know Sean is putting a lot of work into the Christmas party that will happen next Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. On the air here at the station. We're all looking forward to that. Always a fun event each and every year. Also, we are accepting Christmas cards, 685 Delaware Avenue, Marion, Ohio, 43302, WGH Talk Radio. If you put your return address in the Christmas card, we will get a Christmas card back to you, and I will be checking the mailbox either today or tomorrow, possibly Friday morning. I think a lot of them have piled up in there, and I have not had a chance to get to it. So I will be doing that. Because we moved to a new location, I did not have the access to the correct mailbox. So I think that's where a lot of them have piled up. But I think we remedied that situation as of yesterday. So hopefully I'll be able to get to those Christmas cards in the next 3 days. And we'll sort all of that out. So that's coming up in the very near future. But if you want to send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302, WGH Talk Radio, and make sure you put your return address in there, and we will hang your card up in the studio. And we've been saving these cards for years and years and years. We hang them up in the studio, and then we save them, because I think you should save things like that. It's nice when somebody takes the time to make a card or to buy a card, write a message in it, send it over to the station. You know, postage is not cheap anymore. So we always appreciate that. So that's how we're working right now in regard to the Christmas cards. Okay, what else do we have to talk about here? There may be a prize added. Now, I also cannot confirm this. Maybe tomorrow morning. There may be a prize added to the fruitcake toss. Now, we've got the plaque, and we've got the four passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights. But there may be something added. I'm not quite sure yet. I know it's getting very competitive. Let me put it that way. I know the fruitcake toss is getting very highly competitive this year. And as I've said, more women are in the fruitcake toss this year than ever before. So I hope that a woman does win, because there's been a whole lot of talk about having a men and women's division. And I'm not sure that we need to do that, because I think a woman might be able to win this competition. So we'll see what happens on Thursday night, but I'm pulling for the women on Thursday night. Okay. What? You know, I still haven't done any shopping. This is a bad sign as we're getting closer to the holiday season, December the 13th here. Boy, what are we? 12 days away from Christmas now. 11 shopping days left. Not too much time, as they say. One thing I did want to bring up in the email conversations I had with Bill Collins yesterday, he did say he planned to continue the monthly interviews that Mayor Schertzer has done with me over the years. So I'm very glad to hear that Mayor-elect Collins will be coming on and we'll be doing those interviews once a month. And he can inform us on what's going on in Marion, and we can talk to him about things that we've heard. So I'm glad that those monthly chats will continue. You know, those started way back with Jack Kellogg, and they continued through Mayor Schertzer, and I'm very glad to hear that they will continue through Bill Collins' administration. So I was glad to hear that yesterday. There's a story out this morning that I think is kind of interesting. It talks about neutral friends. Now, does anybody know what a neutral friend is? Apparently, a neutral friend is someone who, when you're having a disagreement with somebody, does not pick a side. And apparently, what we've learned through a new study, you know, there's always a new study, is that people get as angry with the neutral friend as they do with the person who's disagreeing with them. That apparently they want the neutral friend either to side with them or pick a side. Now, has anybody else found this to be true in life? That you need to pick a side? Or maybe are you a neutral friend who just says, keep me out of it. I don't want to be involved in it. Let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday morning, Fruitcake Eve. Anything you have this morning, and we can talk about the things going on down at City Hall if that's of interest to you. We can talk about the fruitcake toss. Heaven knows we've been talking about that for a long time. It's coming up tomorrow. Big event. We can talk about the band that possibly will be at the fruitcake toss. You know, just finding out about this whole band is fascinating to me. That this band is willing to come perform Christmas tunes for everybody during the fruitcake toss. But the problem is, the general problem is here, is I feel bad that they would have to donate their time to do this. So that's where the goodwill donation might come in, although I don't know if that's going to happen yet or not. Also, I don't know if we have electricity out there in the parking lot. You know, we just moved there recently, and I've never really went out there to see if we have electricity. So I don't know about the band. That could be a problem just waiting to happen. And frankly, at this particular point, I think we have enough problems that are just waiting to happen when it comes to the fruitcake toss, because we have so many people in it. And also, we're not sure about the hot chocolate. Now, I will say this. I feel more confident in the hot chocolate in the last few days than I did prior to the last few days. But we'll see. We'll see. That person may bring the hot chocolate. They may not bring the hot chocolate. I would not penalize them either way, because I know they certainly are thinking about it, and they've got positive intentions to bring the hot chocolate. You know, this event, here's one thing I want to say about this whole fruitcake toss. What a nice event it is. Because basically, everybody is volunteering their time and effort. You know, we have the Buckeyes, which we're calling chestnuts. We've got Becky, who is making those. And Pastor Craig and Matt, who are helping to facilitate everybody getting a Buckeye or a chestnut. We've got Abby, who I know is working hard to try to get the hot chocolate thing happening. We've got this band who, at this point, would be doing this just to do it, to make the fruitcake toss a better event, a more interesting event. We've got Bob Welsh, who's bringing the plaques for this particular event. So many people coming together, volunteering, and donating their time and efforts to make the fruitcake toss Marion's premier event of the holiday season. And that's very nice. You know, those are friends. Those are people you can really get behind. So whatever happens, happens tomorrow night, but I'm sure it's going to be an event nobody will forget in the near future. Let's put it that way. And we've got to remember, we are going to have a winner. 61 feet is the number to beat from last year. And, of course, the all-time record held by Donovan Bauer from 2021. 72 feet. Will the ultimate record be broken tomorrow night? I don't know. It's like a big football game when you really look at it. Okay, again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, again, yesterday, if you want to talk about the city council situation, we did not have a whole lot of time yesterday to take phone calls because we did the interview how quickly it leaves your brain. I know we had the mayor on yesterday morning, but our other guest yesterday morning, Meredith Keller, who was on, an Ohio girl who is out in California, who is trying to get a music career going. I believe it's religious-based music. But I had I really enjoyed that conversation with her yesterday. I thought that was fascinating, where her faith comes from and how it plays into her music. You know, I know that right now, music like what she is performing is very popular. You know, it's not so much hymns that people would sing in church, but it's now more, I don't know if they call it gospel rock or gospel pop, but a lot of people are listening to that, and it's kind of interesting. And I liked having her on yesterday, and hey, she's an Ohio person, so that made it even better as far as I was concerned when it came to that particular conversation. But again, a lot of stuff going on down at City Hall. And I don't know, on the whole, when you look at it, we feel now that the city has a cash flow problem, which I haven't heard of that in quite some time. A lot of fines being paid and taken care of. You know, I look back at this and I think, I wonder how this all happened. You know, I remember the last auditor, the auditor before Robert Landon. And you know what? I don't remember ever, honestly, hearing a whole lot out of the auditor's office prior to that. And then Robert Landon came in, and we certainly heard a lot out of the auditor's office, and then he resigned. And then Miranda came in, and there was a lot of talk when she first came in, and then it got a little rough in the last 2 or 3 months, and there was a lot of talk there, and now, as far as we know, she will resign on January the 5th. So it's been an interesting time for Marion. Let's put it that way. And I don't know on the whole how this all ends. New mayor coming in. Five new members of city council coming in. I mean, I think we all want to be positive and say it'll all turn out okay. But there's a lot of moving parts here. And I think we have to analyze that and say, okay, where are all these moving parts going to go? How's this all finally going to shake out in the end? And that is really the ultimate question, I think, at this point. But as I say, who knows? Maybe somebody out there in the listening audience knows. Does anybody have a question? 74 or a comment? 740-751-4038. I guess you could have a question too. You can have a question and a comment. 740-751-4038. Is anybody right now just taken with the holiday season? You know, we are in full bloom of the holiday season. Not only fruitcake toss time, but a lot of school holiday programs going on. A lot of people's houses are decorated. A lot of things going on, as they do each and every December here in the Midwest and all across the country. So it's a nice time. I don't know if I would want to be in a warm climate over Christmas. I think that's a little different. You know, I think we all want to be in a warm climate when January comes about. But I don't know if we want to be in a warm climate during December. I think people still like a white Christmas. I think that people still like it to be a little colder during the holiday. It's that one time of year where you want the weather to be a little different. And, you know, I was thinking last night, what does Christmas mean to me? Because I think everybody has a little different opinion on this. What does Christmas mean to them? Now, some people would say gifts. Some people would say getting together with family. Some people would say certain traditions that they go through. But to be honest with you, when I think about it on the whole, I think about not necessarily gifts, but that people give of their time. And people give of their self. And I think that's very, very nice. I find that to be one of the nicest parts of the holiday season. You know, we have this whole fruitcake toss event coming up. And to be honest with you, it could not come together without the help of a lot of different people. So I thank everybody involved with the fruitcake toss as it comes down the line here. Go ahead, caller.
Still no word from Chip. Ah.
Still no word from Chip. My goodness.
Well, I don't know what if he would be out there, like in what hours he works. If he would be there this evening, I would go there personally.
You know, I think he is there. I think last time we spoke with him, he said Wednesday, Thursday. And if he's not, I'm sure that they would know how to get a hold of him out there.
Maybe I'll just make a pilgrimage to Kroger South tonight.
You know, I've tried to send him a message on Facebook, and I don't know. He's just not checking it, and I don't have his number written down, unfortunately. I should have written it down.
I'm working on my boss to see if she'll come and cheer me and Sheila on. And as you know, I think I've told you this before, I work for Jack Kellogg's daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said, are you going to come watch Dad get a slack? She said, definitely, maybe.
Oh, good, good, good. Well,
our favorite oxymoron.
Well, that, you know, that would be good to have her there for the whole big festivity. And also, he'll be throwing a fruitcake for the third time tomorrow.
Interesting time.
We're on the eve here. Do you have a winner picked at this point?
Okay, so can I just tell you something without you getting mad at me?
See, when a sentence starts that way, you get a little nervous.
Defensive, yeah, don't. Yeah. So I was bored yesterday, and I just, for whatever reason, got on Google and typed in fruitcake sauce.
Yes.
And it took me to, have you ever done that?
Yeah, you know, yes, I have done that.
Okay, so perfect. So then, do you know about the fruitcake tossing contest they do every year in Manitou? I think it's called Manitou, what we're going to go with, Springs, Colorado?
Yeah, there are other fruitcake tosses that do happen.
Well, that's the one that comes up first because it's, like, the biggest, I'm guessing, and it has, like, the most, like, it's a whole festival. They have multiple events, different fruitcake baking contests. I mean, like, people dress up as fruitcakes, like, in costumes. Like, it's the whole thing. And when I was going through the stats of the winners and, like, how far they threw for distance, guess what I came across, Scott?
What's that?
Well, there's a winner for a position for the king and the queen.
So they do have it separated into genders.
They do.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Yes, there are other fruitcake tosses that go, go on. But I don't know if the rules and the setup are the same as the ones that we do.
The only difference was they allow them to throw them overhanded.
Right, which I think does make a difference when it comes to male and female. And I also think, don't you think a woman could pull this off tomorrow?
In the woman's division? Yep.
Well, no. That's why I asked, who is the odds-on favorite to win if the women cannot win? Because I'm wondering who you think's going to walk up there and really rifle one down there that no woman would be able to beat.
So, okay, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Men typically are always stronger than women.
Typically, I would say yes, but I do believe that this is only an event. I think 50% strength, 50% technique.
Well, I mean, it was fun juxtaposing you, but we'll just have to agree to disagree, Scott.
Well, now, what if a woman does win tomorrow night?
Then I'll shut my mouth. But what if a woman doesn't win for the next 10 years?
But now, what if a woman comes close to winning tomorrow night?
Second place is first loser, Scott.
Well, see, here's the interesting thing about it. Like, last year, Ed won with 61 feet. Now, Ed was not the record breaker, and also he certainly was not the biggest person there, and I also think that if you would have looked at the crowd, he would not have been the odds-on favorite. So I kind of feel that...
Let me jump in here. I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, I threw it farthest of any woman, and I didn't even come close to that.
Now, I don't remember how far you threw it, because apparently... 45 foot? Well, that's not that far off. That's only 16 feet off.
But I was the best of, like, there was probably no, I think I threw it the farthest of any woman. Like, that's not the rule. That was the exception to the rule. And that wasn't even close to first place.
But we also didn't have a whole lot of women in it last year.
Okay, so, can we just circle back? Can we dance around back to my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I told you what I'm prepared to do. If a woman should ever win this contest, I will just zip it, lock it, and put it in my pocket. But let's say 5 or 10 years down the road, if we've not ever had a female winner, then what are you prepared to do, Scott?
Well, I think at some point we would have to address it if no woman ever won. But I don't want anybody to take this in the bad way, but I think this, because this is only the fourth year that we've done it, I think women kind of saw this like the peanut push, because the women were never highly entered in the peanut push. And I think that we've always had a very, very, very small number of women. And I think the women who have been nominated typically are just people who were associated with this station. And I don't think that's the case this year for the first time.
Right, and I have done my level best in attempts to proving my point to drum up as many... I haven't been able to pick up any chicks for you lately, but I was on a roll there for a while.
Well, yes, and I mean, when I look at the list now, we've got people like Carrington, who's never been in. Now, yes, she's associated with the station, but she's young. She's lanky. I think there might be something there. We've got Rebecca Morgan, never been in here before. She's doing our Buckeyes for us. Now, she certainly could step in and do that. Plus, all the women that you have brought to us have never competed before.
So there's possibilities there. Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy, you know, I believe she's in her 30s. Now, there could be something there. I don't know. I just think there are a lot of people here who heretofore have not been on the list who might be able to pull it out.
Right, and as you stated, I mean, it is still kind of in its infancy. But if it's 2028 and we're still having this conversation, then...
But you avoided my question. What now? Who's the odds on?
Who, I give you an answer. Now, I thought you were going to say about what if a lady wins.
No. Now that we have the final list here, who's the odds on favorite? If not a woman, who is the odds on favorite on this list?
Okay, so I will get to that in a second. But you know who I'd really like to see come back is Ralph.
Oh, you know, I think Ralph will come back. Ralph, I think, had neck surgery this year.
Oh, okay. Probably the one that won last year, if he's going to be in it again. What's his name?
Ed, Linda's husband?
Yeah.
But see, you got the heavy hitters, like Caleb. That's Matt's brother.
Wait a minute. You just said heavy hitters. But now, in one breath, you'll say heavy hitter, and then the next you'll say, a 10-year-old could win this.
Well, right, and I think that's the magic that is the fruitcake toss.
Magic. Yeah, I don't believe in magic. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye.
That's the magic that is the fruitcake toss. You have your odds on favorite. I remember the first year we did this, I thought, well, that person is likely to win it. And you know what? I've never picked a winner yet, to be honest with you. So there's that hanging over everything
as time goes on. Go ahead, caller.
My candy on Lily.
Oh, Lily. Well, yes. See, now I think Lily could win this. Now, this is the third year she's competed, isn't it? Third year?
Huh?
Third year she's competed, right?
I'm hoping.
Yeah. So she could pull it out.
I ain't betting money. I'm betting candy.
You're betting. Now what kind of candy? Butterfingers?
She likes chocolate a lot.
Okay. What do you like that we're having a whole thing? Are you going to be there singing tomorrow and participating with the band and the plaque for Mayor Kellogg, all the festivities that are going on?
Well, I'm bringing her, so we'll be there.
We look forward to it. Thanks.
Bye.
Hot chocolate and Buckeyes, chestnuts. And the hot chocolate thing is still up in the air, so we're there with that. 740-751-4038. But it is the event of the season, 7 p.m. tomorrow. You know, I just have a feeling this is going to be fun. Now, I don't want to say it's going to be more fun than any other fruitcake toss we ever had, but there just seems to be a whole lot more to this year's fruitcake toss than ever before. In past years, we've just shown up and thrown the fruitcake. This year, we possibly have a band. We've got people singing. We've got Buckeyes, a.k.a. chestnuts. We've possibly got hot chocolate. We've got more going on this year than you can shake a stick at. This event has really become something. And at a location this year, which I'm very pleased with, parking-wise and light-wise. So it's lighting-wise. It's going to be an event. And if a woman should win, holy moly, what will we talk about on Friday morning? And I think it is a possibility. I believe that it truly is a possibility that a woman could pull it off this year. We'll see. It's just hours away, really. You know, what are we? Just a little over 24 hours away from the big fruitcake toss. And people are practicing. I heard conversations about this yesterday. It's going to be fun. And isn't that what the holidays are supposed to be about anyway? Fun. We all want to have a good time. The fruitcake toss tomorrow, 7 p.m. Is Adam going to pull it off? Pastor Craig? Ed? Linda? Sarah? Carrington? Matt? Who knows? I know what I know. We'll be back after this break. Don't go anywhere.
The place for holiday fun. For legendary newsman Hugh Downs.
Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The ch- children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose